The contractor overseeing the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's $300 million hospital expansion is now accepting applications for local workers. Construction won't begin for 6 months, but the Native-owned contractor, ASKW Davis, wants to get as many Native and regional hires lined up as possible. James Morrell is the contractor's project manager.
We're not just this general contractor that's coming in to just be a presence in Bethel and in the community. We want to be a part of that community. And, you know, the best way to do that is to hire from within the community and in the region.
The project will bring about 150 jobs to the area over its five-year timeline. Dan Winkleman, Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation president and CEO, wants those hires to be 100% local and Native, but says that's not likely to happen. There aren't that many journeymen and project managers in the area with experience constructing multi-million dollar hospitals.
Knowing all that, we know that we're not going to hit that number, but that's the right answer. So it's my job as chief executive officer of the company to ensure that we have processes in place, that we are hiring as many local Alaska Natives as possible from our region. I assure you that I will be doing that and meeting every Monday at 11 o'clock, like we've been doing for the last couple years, and getting those numbers when that hiring starts taking place.
Every Monday, Winkleman meets with the contractors to review the project. The main man he's meeting with is project manager Kent Crandall, who's looking for workers beginning next summer.
All kinds of trades, from electricians to plumbers, carpenters, finish workers.
People who want those jobs but don't have the skills can gain them through apprenticeships managed by Utletnavet, Bethel's Workforce Development Center. Winkleman says the project's timeline is so long that someone could possibly start as an apprentice and become a journeyman just working on this project. For example, to become a journeyman electrician requires 8,000 hours, usually over 4 years.
And after that, they would be able to go to any job in the state and have a fantastic wage. If they wanted to join a union, they'd have those benefits as well.
Prospective employees will have to undergo drug testing before hire, and marijuana use, though legal in Alaska, would bar a worker from employment. To apply, visit askwdavis.com.